This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The cause of the blaze in the church in a working-class neighborhood was not immediately known. An initial investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Footage from the scene circulated online showed burned furniture, including wooden tables and chairs. Firefighters were seen putting out the blaze, while others carried victims to ambulances. More U.S. lawmakers are visiting Taiwan, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A delegation of American lawmakers is visiting Taiwan just 12 days after a visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That visit angered China. China responded to Pelosi's visit by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes into the seas and air around Taiwan. The American Institute in Taiwan says a five-member delegation, led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, is in Taiwan to meet senior leaders and to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, trade, investment, and other issues. The American Institute in Taiwan represents the U.S. government, which does not have official ties with Taiwan. China claims self-ruled Taiwan is a territory and objects to it having any official contact with foreign governments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on the road to recovery 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. The announcement followed news the acclaimed writer was removed from a ventilator Saturday and able to talk and joke. His agent continued to caution that although Rushdie's, quote, condition is headed in the right direction, his recovery would be a long process. The 75-year-old suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye, the agent had previously said, and was likely to lose the injured eye. A 24-year-old suspect pleaded not guilty in the attack. Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress to hand formal control of the National Guard to the Army. That could extend the military's control over policing in a country with high levels of violence. The idea is raising concern because President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador won approval for creating the force in 2019 by pledging in the Constitution it would be under nominal civilian control. Part of that constitutional amendment also stipulated the military would have to exit policing roles by 2024. But now Lopez Obrador wants to keep soldiers in the streets longer. He no longer has the votes in Congress to amend the Constitution, so he says he may do it as a regulatory change. The FBI and U.S. Department of Homeland Security have warned law enforcement agencies of an increase in threats following a search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home last week. Among concerns cited in a memo was, quote, a threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of a FBI headquarters and issuing general calls for civil war and armed rebellion, CBS reported. The warrant made public on Friday after the unprecedented search on Monday showed that Republican Trump had 11 sets of classified documents at his home and that the U.S. Justice Department had probable cause to conduct the search based on possible Espionage Act violations. Recapping our top story, a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.